buckle your seatbelt. It's time for another episode of the Prepper Recon Podcast. I've personally been buying gold and silver from JM Bullion for over 2 years. They offer the best prices over spot that I can find, and I've never had a problem with an order. If you're looking to trade in some of your fiat paper for real money, check out jmbullion.com today.
Ready Made Resources is a trusted name in the prepper community because they've been around for 18 years. They offer great prices on night vision, water filtration, long-term storage food, solar energy components, and provide free technical service. Get ready for an uncertain future at readymaderesources.com. Today's guest is Bob Griswold of Ready Made Resources. Bob, welcome back to the show.
As usual, it's always good to be here. Enjoy doing this podcast. And I think I mentioned last time, I always like listening to it also because you have a lot of interesting guests on.
Well, fantastic. Thank you very much. During the primaries, I spent a lot of time lambasting Trump. I covered the fact that he owned casinos, bars, and strip clubs, which contribute to the delinquency of our nation that's just, fallen into complete moral chaos. And I covered his comments on Planned Parenthood, my concerns over his understanding of the Constitution. But now, the primaries are over, so I think maybe it's time to start talking about what's right with Trump. And I think probably the thing that I like most about the man is that he's not Hillary, and he's certainly not Bernie, praise God. What about you?
Well, the Bible commands us, that the overarching command for the Christian life is that we live peaceful lives. That's what I want to do. I want to live a life where peace, where we do not see violence, and where, Christian values, whether you're a Christian or not, you do enjoy Christian values if they're implemented, where we don't injure our fellow man, we don't steal from them, we don't defraud them. That's what I want to see most of all. Now, we're not going to get that perfect government until the Lord comes back. And when he does, then he will set up a government that will bring peace and real peace. So in the interim, what I have to look at is which person will bring us closer to that goal that I want. I know you long for it. I know every Christian listening to this program wants. We just want to be able to feel the thing that we can not have to lock our doors at night. Now, unfortunately, we don't live in that world anymore. Mayberry's gone. And so I think what we have to do as Christian people is to sort out amongst the candidates that are available which one will bring us closest to that goal. Neither what I would say are my first choice. But at the same time, it appears today that Hillary on the sixth day of the 6 month, in the 16th year, the 666.
Yeah, a lot of sixes in there.
Yeah, we'll play Jaws tune here in just a second, But anyhow, yeah. So she definitely got the nomination on 666. So what we have to look at again is what person can basically implement those type of values which we all want to live by closer than the other person. So which person can bring in not only domestic tranquility, but help also promote global tranquility. That we can bring our fighting men home, that we can not be deployed overseas to where families are broken apart and war and things of that nature. Now, there's going to be a certain amount of that happens again until Jesus Christ comes and rules and reigns out of Jerusalem. So, again, that's what we have to look at. What I look at when I see Hillary is I see a woman who has, from her beginning of her political career, where she was in the Watergate hearings, was kicked off the committee for unethical behavior. And just numerous financial scandals, numerous moral scandals. There's been many people that have died around the Clintons. And even today, we see a General Petraeus, who was disgracefully basically discharged and criminally charged with, violating national security with one email. We see a lady here that has absolutely, with just impunity, compromised not only some of our closest, electronic means of interception of data, but she has compromised what they call human intelligence, people on the ground. And that can get people killed. That can get people who are doing America's bidding, trying to find out what's going on around the world in clandestine environments, killed. You know, I don't think Trump, for all of his, you know, the things that you mentioned earlier, would ever stoop to something along those lines for the sake of money. He's made money, and we don't always agree with the way he's made money, but I do think the man loves America. I do think he will have American interest at heart. I think he will have an interest at protecting our borders. And I want to say this. There are many, many Americans of all different flavors. You know, we got black ones, brown ones, yellow ones, white ones, red ones. They're all, you know, like I said, Jesus loves them all. And so it's not a matter of color. It's a matter of law. It's a matter of a nation's borders. And so we welcome people who can come to the United States and bring things with them, whether it's just menial labor or bring technical service to our country. We welcome them here through the legal process. And that's what we want. To argue the idea that somehow we have to just open our borders and let every person flood in no matter what because they have a need and they go on welfare where they get massive amounts of federal and state assistance is insanity. It is literally putting a 45 caliber pistol to the nation's head and pulling the trigger. It's committing suicide. Hillary is committed to this. And not only that, but she is committed to bringing more and more of these violent Muslims into our country. And there are plenty of people from the Middle East who have become Christian. And we welcome them here. We do welcome them. But we've seen that a lot of the people that have come into the country via immigration and that have committed these acts of terrorism have been Muslim in origin. And we see over and over and over again, you know, the rate of female mutilation, and to put it politely, I think everybody knows what that is. The CDC reports that there are over 500,000 women at risk in the United States of having that done to them. That is an absolutely horrific, barbaric procedure. We see the arguing now for, you know, where Muslims can marry more than one woman, where they can beat their women because it's in their culture. They can marry children. These are all the things that Hillary Clinton wants to look at and say we need more of. Donald Trump has basically said, you know, we need to look at it and review this thing before we take any more in. We need to really come up with a national standard of what we can allow into this country and still maintain what we consider a republic in America. Because, again, you know, America is not something that's carved in stone that will be here forever. America is basically an idea. It's an idea of personal responsibility, personal freedom, limited government, and responsible behavior. So, you know, if we just keep bringing people in more and more that just believe that I can marry a five-year-old, that I can, you know, have sex with a five-year-old, that I can beat my wife, and there's a vast majority of women that are beaten, I can have multiple wives, I do not have to obey constitutional law because Sharia law is higher than that. If we just keep more and more and more of this in our country, the idea of America, the founding principles, will disappear, and we will revert to what we see in the Middle East. And it's not pretty. I've been over there. A lot of it's not very pretty. So, you know, we really need to prayerfully consider this election, who God would have us to vote for, with that overriding, you know, umbrella of who will bring the most peace and let us live peaceful lives, safe lives as American citizens. And, you know, again, he's not my first choice, but I think it will be Donald Trump over a person who's a known liar, a person who has absolutely gone out of her way when all of her husband's infidelities, which have been numerous, he bragged that he's had sex with over 2,000 women. How many of those were forced and how many of them were willing, I don't know. And she has absolutely gone out of the way to destroy the reputations of women who were sexually victimized by Bill Clinton just so that Bill Clinton wouldn't have to pay the price for it. He's you know, a serial rapist, and she has cover for him. That's pretty wicked to do that. You know, I think the choice, as we start really looking at brass tacks, becomes clearer and clearer who we need to vote for. Again, neither of them are perfect men or women, but we have to look at it and say, this person is going to manage the affairs of our nation. Who is best to do it?
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Katie Armor offers affordable body armor, including level 3 trauma plates made of AR-500 steel. These plates can endure multiple rounds from pistols and rifles up to 7.62 NATO. KatieArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Get prepared before disaster strikes. PrepperRecon.com offers Molly-compatible individual first aid kits for your home, auto, or bug-out bag. These kits have everything you need to address a traumatic injury, including an Israeli battle dressing, quick clot, EMT shears, suture kit, Steri-Strips, tourniquet, tough strip bandages, and so much more. Kits are available in OD Green, Coyote, Black, and ACU. $99 includes shipping. Go to PrepperRecon.com and click the Store tab at the top of the homepage. Order today before it's too late.
We just passed the third anniversary of the Prepper Recon podcast, and it couldn't have happened without you. To say thanks, I want to send you a free PDF copy of the 7-Step Survival Plan. It's a basic blueprint that will help you to prioritize your efforts and make sure you're not missing any important areas of prepping. To get your free copy, simply go to PrepperRecon.com and click the 7-Step Survival Plan free PDF banner that's directly under the menu bar at the top of the homepage. Thanks again for 3 great years of the Prepper Recon podcast. You were talking about the Muslims, the influence, and you talked about beating your wife and having sex with underage girls. We often hear of Muslims being segregated into radical Islam and then this mainstream Islam, which is sold to us by the mainstream media, is being this sort of benign version of Islam that wouldn't really hurt anybody. But what you're talking about, the wife beating and Muhammad's youngest wife was Aisha, was she 5 or 6 when he married her? So this is
when he married her, 9 when he consummated it.
So what we segregate out as being a radical terrorist. This is the mainstream version. And then also in their culture, it's also quite common for men to have what's called T-boys, which is their young male companions that they have homosexual relationships with too. So this is all mainstream Muslim culture. This isn't what we would call radical Islam. So when we segregate that out and the mainstream media is trying to tell you that, oh, you can't paint everybody with this broad brush because they're not all terrorists. No, but this is what their culture is. And this is the mainstream culture. Yeah. Is that right?
1400 years of history do not lie. And again, this is another reason to get your kids out of the public indoctrination system. Your children are going to be indoctrinated into this, kumbaya, let's love everybody mentality. And what they're doing is they're basically building their own prison cell. Because the women in this country, if they really saw what Islam was historically, I don't know how any woman could really look at it and say, that's what I want for myself. It's barbaric how you treat women. In a lot of Muslim countries, women can't drive. They don't have a right to vote. They cannot divorce their husband, no matter what he does to them. They don't have any rights at all. They're cattle. They kill them with very little, if any, punishment. You go to YouTube, you can watch women being brutally stoned. I mean, just sit there, bury them halfway up in their body, and just start hurling stones at them for some moral infraction. But you don't see the guy there next to him, the guy who was committing – if the woman's committing adultery, she's wrong. Yes, it's wrong. I don't believe in adultery. But what about the guy that was doing it? How come they're not stoning him? How come it's the woman? I mean, and you see what's happening in Europe where, this rape culture is developing, where they just think they have the right to rape because they're not dressed according to what they say they should be dressed as. So, Hillary believes in bringing in more and more of this into our country, and Donald Trump is saying he does not say don't bring them in. He's not saying we're going to close the border to him. He's going to say we have to come up with a policy first, which, my gosh, shouldn't that be what you do? I mean, shouldn't the president's main job be to, make sure we bring immigrants in or protect American citizens? If I read the Constitution and history correctly, I think the president's job is kind of to protect American lives. And, he's not the universal immigration officer who allows anybody in the country. I mean, think of that for a second, Mark. You can go to the CDC and read this. 500,000 women have been or under the threat of having their clitoris cut off, put it blankly. I can't imagine how painful that is because anesthesia is not given. I can't imagine the incredible pain that causes. What a barbaric thing to do to somebody. And yet we want to bring more of this in the country. You can watch imam after imam after imam say these things. We see in France where the French have raided mosques and found weapons caches in these mosques. We find there's Islamic training centers in the United States teaching jihad that are not dealt with. I mean, you go on the internet and look them up. They actually have these camps where you go learn jihad in the United States, and nobody's doing anything about it. And so, you know, this is a major, major issue we have to deal with. Do I want to stop all Muslims from coming into the United States? There would be conditions, but no, I don't. No more than I'd want to stop, you know, that a person who can bring some to the United States, some Asian background, Hispanic background, whatever. There are a lot of very good people that have come to this that have really benefited our country dramatically. Remember, you know, we had a lot of immigrants out of Germany as Hitler came to power. Einstein and a lot of the scientists that brought us the nuclear secrets that unlocked the atom came as immigrants. So we don't want to prevent them from coming. We just want to do a far, far better job of vetting who is coming into our country and that they come here bringing something. Because keep in mind, if you cross over to the Mexican border illegally, you look what happened to that Marine. He was in prison for it, 6-9 months. You look what happens if you immigrate, if you snuck into China or any other country, if you snuck in there illegally and started demanding political assistance or financial assistance, waving the flag of your home country, you know, burning the national flag of that country, what would happen to you? I mean, this is insanity. Spiritual insanity. I just look at it and I shake my head going, what is wrong with us that we can't understand? You know, when the Italian immigrants came into the United States, they came here, they worked hard, they in the face of a lot of persecution, they worked very hard. They didn't fly the Italian flag. They flew the American flag. They learned English. They adapted to the American way of life. They didn't come here demanding that they impose, you know, whatever law was in Italy, or like the Muslims come here demanding that we impose Sharia law. This is, again, it's insanity. Sharia law and a constitutional republic are diametrically opposed. They cannot cohabitate together. And so no more than Hitler and Reagan would have cohabitated, or Roosevelt. We realized it was a wickedness and we had to conquer it. We had to get eviscerated from humanity. And some of these practices, until Islam is willing to say we no longer recognize these as things that we're allowed to do, you know, kill our wives, rape children, and so forth, rape little boys. And we think of that army officer who was dishonorably discharged because he punched some Afghani guy in the face who was raping a little boy. You remember that story?
I do remember that, and I'm pretty sure that that's one of the type of things that I think that Trump would probably clear out the red tape to make sure that all of those charges that went against that officer went away. I kind of see him as that sort of a little bit of a no-nonsense type of a figure that is not going to stand for that type of insanity and just lack of common sense and common dignity.
I got news for you. If I catch a man raping a 9-year-old boy, this man here is not going to have any breath left in his lungs until that is ended. I mean, the guy will have to put me down. I will not stop until I prevent that. That is in any civilized moral behavior, that is obscene. And to have a national policy where we just have to tolerate it. No, we're over there doing somebody a favor. If you want us in your country, you know, we're not going to tolerate this type of behavior. If you want to live like, just absolute barbarians, fine. Enjoy it. But we're not going to give you assistance. We're not going to help you. We're not going to import technology into your country, try to develop you so that you can become a self-sustaining country. If you want to live like that, then you live like that, but don't bring it to America. And if you want our assistance, you're going to have to abide by our rules, not yours. I mean, it's the insanity of the foreign policy that we have to somehow acquiesce to every degenerate pervert because that's what they want to do. This thing of child rape, and even if they leave, even if they leave the Christians alone in this country, you know, Shia and Sunni have fought each other bitterly for years, decades, centuries. You don't think that's going to be brought into this country and we're going to see these battles, the inter-Islamic battles happen? It's going to happen, and not every Islamic person is going to do that, but it's going to be sufficient enough that when they, as they gain more and more strength, that the Islamification of America, the Sharia law, the Sharia moral principles are going to take place and take hold. and it's going to be the end of our republic. So, again, as we talked about in that earlier program we did, normalcy bias, you know, we just sit down and we turn on the TV and watch the filth that comes out of it, and just really, majority of Christians, you look at the social media where Christians would have a tremendous outreach to say no more, we're going to stand up against this. And I'm not talking about hate speech and telling people we're going to hurt anybody. I'm just saying no, we're going to put our feet in the ground and not accept this anymore. Most people on Christian people use these social medias as, you know, look at my selfie. You know, it's insanity that we have this ability to reach out and change society, and we just waste it and squander it. And I dare say this will be America's last hurrah. If Hillary gets in, we are looking at her possibly being in office 8 years. She will appoint probably 5, maybe 7 Supreme Court justices. She will appoint, you know what she'll appoint? She'll appoint hardcore Marxists that do not believe in free speech, do not believe in freedom of religion, do not believe in the Second Amendment. They do not believe in the protection afforded to you in being able to be secure in your person's papers and possessions. So we'll see all those amendments just gutted and do that. Now, Donald Trump, on the other hand, has made a vow. He has been two sides on the gun issue, but he has made a vow to support Second Amendment rights, and even so much says that the NRA has now come out and endorsed him. So for the millions of gun listeners that would just hear this program, just for that alone, the fact that I can own firearms and protect myself from brigands that would come into my home and injure my family or, you know, do whatever they would do, that I can protect myself from them, the police can't respond to that. They cannot do it. I mean, every one of these people, Hillary Clinton down, that these tyrants that are claiming gun control have massive armed security details. They enjoy our tax dollars. My money goes to protect them with guns. But at the same time, even though they can take my money and use it to hire bodyguards, they say, well, you don't deserve that privilege. You don't even get to own a gun so that you could protect yourself. I mean, you think of the hypocrisy, hypocrisy of that, and how it's, them versus us. We're better than you mentality, that they deserve to be able to raid my pocketbook to arm themselves, but I can't do it. That really angers me. It angers me to the core of my being, because sooner or later, somebody listened to this program, a woman maybe who's had a violent husband that's, you know, coming threatening her, an ex-boyfriend, or just some crack addict needing his fix, is going to break in, injure, or do something. And the only thing that would stop them from doing that is a firearm. You know, there was a piece written a couple of years ago. It says up to 2 million times a year firearms are used to dissuade crime. It doesn't mean somebody got shot. It just means they'd rather not commit the crime than rather look it down the barrel of a .45 or a shotgun or whatever. And so that can dissuade the crime. So we are faced with a person who is openly and adamantly Second Amendment, and we're faced with a person that has been endorsed by the NRA. So, I mean, you can be anti-Trump, you can stay home, you cannot go to the polls, you can do whatever you want to do, but if Hillary grabs your guns one day, remember, you had the chance.
That's the end of the first half of my interview with Bob Griswold of Ready Made Resources. Tune in next week for the rest of the show. God bless and happy prepping.
In Seven Cows, Ugly and Gaunt, Book 1, Behold Darkness and Sorrow, Daniel Walker begins having prophetic dreams about the judgment coming upon America for rejecting God's word. Through one of his dreams, Daniel learns of an imminent threat of an electromagnetic pulse attack, sending the country into a technological dark age. If they want to live, Daniel and his friends must focus on faith, wits, and preparation to be ready before the lights go out. Buy your copy of Seven Cows, Ugly and Gaunt, Book 1, Behold Darkness and Sorrow, by best-selling author Mark Goodwin, in paperback, Kindle, or audio edition from Amazon.com today.